ABC Radio Australia.
Mining and natural resources make up a substantial chunk of Papua New Guinea's exports, but a proposed sand mining project in the north of the country is facing stiff opposition from a coalition of anti-mining groups. The Singaporean company New Guinea Sand says it's aiming to run a sand mining project in Madang province, which has raised the ire of numerous conservation and community groups. They say local people have not been properly consulted about the project in breach of their constitutional rights, and they say sand mining would pose a risk to the nesting grounds of endangered leatherback turtles. New Guinea Sand says it's been the victim of a misinformation campaign and claims their plan would benefit the local community economically, while any concerns over the leatherback turtles, they say, will be listened to. Nick Fogarty has been speaking to Paul Harrickman, the president of the Catholic Professional Society of PNG, who are heavily involved in the anti-mining campaign.
It's a new idea, it's a new concept in terms of mining. To start with, we do not know what they're looking for. What minerals are they really looking for in mining sand? And we do not know what economic benefit, let alone what economic benefit 10 people spend to gain out of sand mining. We know of minerals, gold and copper, and we're used to those actual clear minerals that are involved. But I think the central issue for us in the Catholic professionals, and we just joining a number of many other groups that already come out in opposition to this. And the big issue we have is on environment.
I've seen in particular in the proposal that the mining will affect about 38 kilometres of beaches north of Madang, and in particular the area includes nesting grounds for endangered leatherback turtles. Do you know if the company is aware of that and the risk that it would cause?
I think it should be aware of that, and especially the government should be aware of this, because, it's about 90 kilometres out of Madang. And it involves about 38 square kilometers of the area. We are talking about 10,500 people in that geography.
I believe the former PNG Chief Justice Sir Arnold Ahmet, he's quite against this proposal as well, and he's been quoted as saying that this mining could actually, or the process could deny the people of Madang province their constitutional rights. Do you believe that any kind of protest or challenge to this could possibly go to court and the mining proposal could be defeated in a higher court?
Yeah, we are aware of former Chief Justice Sir Arnold Ahmet. He's representing the landowners who are concerned and who are opposing the sand mine. And I think he's started a process in court, and then we support that. And then, yeah, the process seems to be flawed. And I think it's a good case that the courts can intervene to put a stop to this and then allow a proper due process to take place under the Mining Act. Because at the moment, I think what we know is these are some areas that we take issue with. There is no policy, there is no law on specifically sand mining, because it's a new field, it's a new area, and they cannot simply use the general provisions of the Mining Act of 1992. To allow a mining process, starting with warden hearing, which they conducted already in one village, one or two villages, of a population of not more than 500 people. Now, one legal issue, which I'm sure Sir Ahmet will be challenged, is on prior informed consent. Now, you can see two things involved there. The first is, even with those 500 plus people that they spoke with, what kind of awareness do they conduct? It has to be an informed consent, meaning they'll have to explain properly and in detail the nature of the project, how it's going to affect them, the pros and cons of the project. Now, all these details will have to be properly advised to the people before they make an informed judgment, an informed decision.